Let us pray. Dear Lord, it is sometimes difficult to bring our prayers and petitions before you. We know that you know us better than we know ourselves. As we cast our eyes around us, we see evidence of great goodness working in our world in some places, yet at the same time we also despair at the inhumane acts wrought upon others by those with wicked and evil minds and intentions. As followers of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, we advocate a life of peace and goodness, and we aim to do your will and to keep your commandments to preserve life and love and respect one another. Yet, Lord, there are some who do not acknowledge your existence or accept your authority and show contempt for your word. There seem to be many who have other gods, those who crave power or wealth, leaving others poor, weak and helpless. There are some who mock your holy name, and many who no longer keep a holy or Sabbath day. There seem to be more liars, cheats, thieves, adulterers and murderers in society today than our justice systems can handle. Despite the best efforts of good people to maintain, restore and encourage what is right, the forces of darkness seem to gain strength and in some parts of the world threaten to overwhelm the shining lights in the hearts of those who love you and strive to follow the path you have prepared for us. Help us, Lord, to remember that we are beneficiaries of the gracious gift of your love, and that you give us the strength to face you every day in confidence that we do our best to serve you. Help us to shine as a light in the world, reflecting the power at work in us through your Holy Spirit. In the words of St. Francis, we pray first for ourselves as individual members of your body, and then, in the words our Saviour taught us, the prayer for all your people. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. We say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Go forth into the world in peace, be of good courage, hold fast that which is good, render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honour all people, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be with us and remain with us for ever. Amen. Our final hymn, The Church's One Foundation, to the tune Aurelia.